We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. These noble words were spoken by Winston Churchill and represent a man of great dignity and a man of great concern, a man of great awareness. Truly, we make a living by what we get. And, of course, that's always an indication of where we are on the standards of life. But we make a life by what we give. What do you give? What do I give? What are the things that I feel are worthwhile giving? What sort of a person am I? Am I a person who likes other people? Am I a person who likes myself? Am I a person who goes out into the world and looks for its goodness? Or am I a person who goes out in the world and looks for challenges and looks for opportunities to serve, opportunities to do things? Well, you might say that's a person who's a person who wants to give. Well, in truth, that's not a person who wants to give. A person who goes out and looks for opportunities and challenges is a person who is just trying to make his way in life and trying to be something that he's not. All around us, we have a zillion opportunities to challenge us if we want them. All sorts of challenges everywhere we turn. And we keep looking at them, we're saying, wouldn't it be nice if, wouldn't it be nice if, wouldn't it be nice if this were true or that were true or the other thing were true. And when we say that, what we're doing is we're looking for challenges. We're looking at life as a challenge. We're looking for opportunities to serve, but we're not really looking for opportunities to serve. When Churchill spoke these words, he said that we make a living by what we get. So what? How much do we earn, and what sort of a paycheck do we have at the end of each week or each month? But he said, we make a life by what we give. Now, what did he mean by we make a life by what we give? Consider what it is that we give in life. What does a father give? What does a mother give? What does a child give to its life? What do peers give? What do teachers give? What do mentors give? What do people give in life? And when you stop and think about it, you begin to realize it's not the great scientific achievements. It's not the inventions of automobiles and spaceships, radios, computers, all these lovely things. Those are not something that we give. You might say, we certainly do, because it's our educated mind that helps us to come up with the wonderful computers and the iPods and iPhones, you know. All these wonderful gadgets, all these marvelous gadgets. And when you can give that to your world, you are doing a mighty wonderful thing. And we think of Steve Jobs of bringing these things out in Apple and wanting only the finest, the most beautiful, the most fantastic. And that's what everybody else wants too. Finest, the most beautiful, the most fantastic. What is it about the iPhone, the iPod, the iPad, the Mac computers, the Apples? What is it about them that sets them aside from the PCs in the world? And the PCs came first. The PCs came along and offered the computer system some very noble instruments to bring forth gadgets. And today they're still improving them. They're still bringing new ones and newer ideas out. But that didn't sell as much as Apple sold. Now, why did the iPhone and the iPod, why did they sell so beautifully? Why did they sell so magnificently? Why did people want them? Well, in truth, they didn't want them for what they did. They wanted them for how they felt, for what they looked like, for what they did to them when they had them in their hand. When they held an iPhone in their hand, it sort of cuddled into their hand. It was a seamless object. It was a beautiful device. It was something that was people-friendly, that was made them feel good inside. Jobs had a way of demanding that his gadgets have this feeling. They're made by companies out of the country there, but they're designed here. They're designed here, and they're created here, and they're manufactured elsewhere, but that's not the point. They're designed here. They're designed by the creative mind of individuals. Individuals who felt that they would like to give something. They would like to give something that, what would they like if they had a chance to have the ideal telephone or computer or something of that gadget? Totally unnecessary. Oh, it's nice, it makes the world go round, but if it weren't here, the world would still go around quite nicely. Because it's people nature that makes the world go round. The little gadgets that we bring about that make us feel comfy and cozy make us feel comfy and cozy because they are something fun. They are something joyful. They are something that we can be ourselves and have fun with. Oh, yes, we hold them in our hands. We carry them with us. We have them in our shirt pockets. We have them wherever we go, and we feel so at home with them. Isn't that an interesting term? We feel at home with them. This is what we can really give. Can you, when a visitor comes to your house, say to him, make yourself at home, and really mean it? I mean, if at your home you take off your shoes and sit in the living room and enjoy the family circle, do so here. If you at your home do certain things, do that here. Make yourself at home. Now, many people don't really mean that. They just know that's a proper statement to make to a guest, to make the guest feel harmonious and home, to make the guest feel welcome. And it's just a statement they make, but they don't really mean that they want the guest to really feel at home. Because if the guest were really feeling at home, he might just help himself at the refrigerator. He might just go and take a nap. He might just do any number of things. He might go out and play in the yard with the dog. He might just enjoy himself. And if they did, and they were making themselves at home, then she is doing the right thing. But if you don't really mean it, then don't get in the game. What can I give? What makes a difference in life? We make a difference in life. And what makes a difference in life? By what we give. What do you give in life? What do you give to yourself? What do you give to others? Be yourself and have fun, we proclaim so often here. But what does it mean to be yourself and have fun? Be yourself and have fun means you give fun to the world. And how do you give fun to the world? By being yourself and having fun. By doing those things that charm you, delight you, that enhance you, that enchant you. Do those things that turn you on, that make you feel life is really wonderful. A person who can give to others something that makes them feel they are wanted, that makes them feel they are appreciated, that makes them feel at home. A person who can make another person feel at home is truly doing what Winston Churchill suggested we do. It's what we give. Have you been in many homes, as I have, I know, and you go in these homes and the people living there say, make yourself at home, and really mean it? You can really tell they mean it. What happens? Well, what happens is that these people are sincere. These people are loving. These people are enchanters. They say to you the lovely things that make you feel good. When a person is sincere and you come into their presence and they say, my, you look happy today. You look very joyful today. You are a love to be with. What's going on in your wonderful life? What's going on that's making you feel so good? And then you sit down and you talk about it. They make you feel good. They make you feel cuddly, like the iPhone. You hold it in your hand and it just sort of belongs there. It's not a matter that you use it or don't use it. It's not a matter that it has its little intricacies or idiosyncrasies. It's a matter that it's a cuddly thing. Why is it that little puppies or little kitty cats are so cuddly? You want to take them in your arms, and you want to hold them, and you want to play with them, and you want to be with them, and you just enjoy their little antics, and you think they're so wonderful. Well, the little puppy, the little kitty cat, they're being themselves and having fun. The baby is being itself and having fun. It does not care whether you are there or whether you're not there. It just is living its own life. And if you're there, wonderful. If you're not there, the puppy will go chase a leaf. It'll go chase an ant. It'll go have fun doing whatever it wants to do. The kitten will take a piece of yarn and run all over the world with it and just have so much fun with it, being themselves and having fun. That's really the art of making it all work. We make life. We make a life by what we give. We make a life by what we give. What do we give? Do we give chasing a ball of yarn? Do we give chasing a leaf as it's flying in the yard? Do we give chewing on our toes and giggling and gurgling and saying, oh, I'm so happy? Really, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. The great monumental things that we think are so important in the world, the great new computers, the lovely new cars, all of the new gadgets that are available. They don't light a candle. They don't share a candle to what being yourself and having fun is. The little puppy, the little baby, the little kitten, they're all so lovable, just so delightable. They give to their world that essence that they are. And they need give nothing more. They give the magic of being themselves and having fun. They give the magic of all of life. They're not concerned about what they earn. They're not really concerned about what they give either. For to give as a baby or a puppy or a cat, kitten, that is natural. That comes out of the very essence of their being. That is the being of kitty. That's a being of puppy. That's a being of baby. Now, would that the being of all being was as noble and delightful as the being of an infant. The being of an infant is so special, so precious, so magnificent that we'd like to keep them as babies forever. Oh, perhaps past the wedding there, past time, perhaps being house trained, perhaps the few little things that might make living more convenient, but not past that stage of being unconditionally loving, not past that stage of giving unconditional love at all times. They don't know any different. They don't know any different than to be themselves and have fun, to give unconditional love in all respects. They don't expect anything in return. They don't know something ever could come in return. All they do is give. And in their giving, they give the ultimate that mankind could ever desire from any experience in his life. If we were living on a desert island and we had no computers, no electricity, we had no means of anything, all we did was just to be ourselves and have fun, could we singularly or as a group entertain ourselves by being ourselves and having fun? Could we be happy in those circumstances and just enjoy life? Could we learn in the contentment of our heart to be fulfilled in every beautiful way? Could we be at peace? And the answer is 100% yes. Once you give up the frightfulness of being lost on a desert island, and you begin to look about you and see how beautiful everything is. Oh, you have some frightening moments when you run across something you hadn't experienced before. You might have a storm flash across your desert island. You might have some other conditions come up, but you manage those, and those are not the reality. They are just passing stories. But the real story is the one where you are being yourself and having fun. You are delighting in your toes. You're delighting in living in this pure oneness of joy, peace, and happiness that life is all about. Yes? Yes, Steve Jobs is a most interesting person. There are many others like him, too. People who know how to tickle the fancy of people who want to be themselves and have fun. People who know how to serve the needs of the world, always out looking for something to laugh and sing and dance and be happy with. Always out looking for something that is going to cuddle in their heart. Something that's going to be their teddy bear. Their baby kitten or baby puppy or baby, period. Oh, yes, we live in a fabulous world. We live in a world filled with opportunities for us to give. But the greatest gift that we can ever give is the gift of being ourselves and having fun. And as we live this greatest gift of being ourselves and having fun, the happiness it engenders comes back to us manyfold. It comes back to us in the smiles. It comes back to us in the feeling we and others have that this is okay, this is good, this is beautiful, this is lovely, this is wonderful. Oh, I feel so tickly inside, so cuddly inside, so wonderful inside. And I feel that all over me. All because I'm being myself and having fun. What more could anyone ask that you give? What more could Mr. Churchill ask that we give? Beautiful, isn't it? How these things sort of enchant us, delight us, thrill us, and make us feel all is right with the world. And is there anything other than that that we'd like to have, that all is right with the world? I think that's a pretty wonderful gift that we can give to ourselves and give to others all the time, every moment of our life, because that's the truth about us. I love you. I love you. I love you.